Recently, I had a distressing experience at Chicago O'Hare Airport. As a plus-size ambulatory wheelchair user, I faced a significant challenge when trying to get to baggage claim. The only option was to go through a revolving door. We pressed the button to slow it down for people with disabilities, but as soon as we entered, we got stuck. I'm claustrophobic and began to panic, frantically motioning to the staff for help. They just stared at me, offering no assistance. A passerby noticed our struggle and tried to help, but the airport staff remained unresponsive.
Boom. I don't know if I would be going on an airplane if I was 500 pounds. I'll tell you right now. You are watching planes just fall apart because of diversity, equity, and inclusion mechanics and all types of other woke engineering's going on. I don't know if you want to add to that formula of catastrophe by being 800 pounds on one of these aluminium tubes at 32,000 feet going 600 miles per hour. I think you're asking for a lot of trouble, boys. So let's go take a look at the Daily Mail. And here you've got this woman. She's like, nope, I'm going to test that hypothesis. Well, first you got to get on the goddamn airplane. I mean, this chick gets stuck in the revolving door. And then, of course, it's everybody else's fault, right? Welcome to 2024. I'm sure this chick smells like a fucking liberal. Everything is everybody else's fault. This chick's blood type over here is fucking Plato. And she's going to tell you that that's your fault. No, it ain't my fault. I didn't do this to you. I didn't do this to you. You did this to yourself. The dehumanizing. I got stuck in a fucking revolving door. And they wouldn't help me. How are they going to help you? How are they going to help you? Which one of these fucking American Airlines employees got a motherfucking crane in their pocket? You fucking idiot. I don't even like the airline industry. Fuck the airline industry. But this chick over here is a perfect example of leftism. Everything is everybody else's fault. Everything is everybody else's fault. This chick waking up, eating a big old King Kong motherfucking sized pizza over here, drinking chocolate shakes to wash it down, all before the sun comes up. Probably got a big old fuck you bag of M&M's. I say peanut M&M's, but she looks like the type of fucker that's allergic to M&M's. In her pocket, snacking on that shit all day long. And fine, listen, if you want to kill yourself by eating yourself to death, knock yourself out, I don't give a fuck. But holy shit, when you get stuck in a revolving door and you start blaming everybody else, wake the fuck up. This is an airport. It's an airport. It's thousands of people going through that revolving door an hour. On Christmas, Thanksgiving, on these high density travel days, you got tens of thousands of people going, ain't nobody get stuck. You got fucking stuck. How is this not a wake-up call? Again, this is that lefty victimhood mentality. It's everybody else's fault. No. Thousands of people a day are traveling through here. They don't get stuck. You got stuck. How insane is it that you think the entire airline industry needs to reconfigure its airplanes, its airports? Everything needs to be changed for you. Daily Mail plus-size traveler influencer who demands free extra seats for fat flyer slams airport staff for ignoring her after she got stuck in a revolving door. The airlines should all get together and say, go fuck yourself. We ain't giving you free seats. This airline, they give her free seats. Where's she going, by the way? This chick, travel influencer. Sounds like you got a lot of free fucking time to diet. Go to the gym. But no, she's busy flying. She can't even be poured into one seat, so she needs free seats. They give her free seats, and then she returns the favor of getting free seats by complaining that now your fucking door jams are too small. No, they're not too small. Not for 99.99999% of the world's population, by the way. The problem might be you. Plus size travel influencer slammed airport staff. Again, you go and blame the airport. What the fuck do you expect the airport staff to do? Have you seen the airport staff? You seen these fucking, these young kids these days? They all weigh like they're 12 pounds. Our food supply has been poisoned. You either shaped like a fucking bird or you're shaped like a Jabba the Hutt over here. There ain't no in-between anymore. Unless you're growing your own food. Washington-based influencer Jape, fuck you and the stupid name, recounted her experience to 136,000 followers when she vowed to help plus-size people explore the world confidently. And then she got embarrassed because she got stuck in a fucking revolving door. Wow. Recently, I had a distressing experience at Chicago O'Hare Airport as a plus-size ambulatory wheelchair user. You put yourself into a wheelchair. You ate yourself into a handicap. Right? There are people out there with paralysis. There are people out there born without legs. There's wounded veterans out there that don't have legs anymore. These people hate the fuck out of you. I mean, these people would love to be able to walk. You have the ability to walk, but you like motherfucking cake more. You chose cake over walking. She had a difficult time getting to baggage claim, boys. And then she got stuck in a revolving door. And then, of course, it's everybody else's fault. The only option was to go through a revolving door. I pressed the button to slow it down for people with disabilities. But as we entered, who the fuck is we? Who is we? You so fucking fat, you consider yourself multiple people? Because I would allow that. That makes a lot of sense. Me, my tits, my ass, my fucking ankle back there. We had a difficult time getting through this revolving door. As we entered, we got stuck. She explained, noting how she is also claustrophobic. She began to panic, frantically monitoring to the staff to help. They just stared at me, offering no assistance. What do you expect them to do? What do you expect them to do? None of the airport staff would be able to even lift up your fucking arm. What are they going to do? Get a broomstick? Poke you the fuck out of the thing? Because then you'd sue them for that, by the way. You're going to sue them because your fat ass can't fit through a fucking door. There ain't nobody going to help you. No. But there you go. If you're this big, right? If you're this big, you have to fully accept that the world cannot contort to you, right? If you're this big, you chose to be this big. Maybe, again, you need to work on willpower. You need to. There's a lot of things that you could be doing, but the entire world is not going to bend to you. It'll break, but it won't bend. All right, guys, thanks so much for watching the video. Support Jeff, you're kept up to date with lefties getting stuck in fucking revolving doors. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.